For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for a Russian provincial city, a short train ride northeast of Moscow. The city's onion-domed churches and monasteries look out over the Volga River. It was in the news 8 months ago because of a tragedy. A plane crash there took the lives of all the players on the city's top ice hockey team. It was a painful blow for everyone there, but now the city and the team are trying to move on. We're going to hear from the American coach who's been asked to lead the rebuilding effort on the ice in just a few seconds. Tom Rowe is the former assistant coach of the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes, but he has a new job now in Russia. Tom, tell us where you're headed next season to be head coach.
I'll be heading over to Yaroslavl, Russia, which is northeast of Moscow, to begin a new season with the Lokomotiv KHL hockey team. That's the Continental Hockey League in Russia.
All right, so the city of Yaroslavl is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Now, this is going to be a big challenge, a rebuilding Lokomotiv Yaroslavl. You've got the logistical challenge, but also, and some of our listeners will remember the story, 8 months ago, the entire Lokomotiv team died in a plane crash. So you've got an enormous emotional challenge, too.
Well, it's a big challenge, but it's no different than any team that I'd be taking over here in North America for the first time. And we're really looking to rebuild team chemistry. So it will be a great challenge because of the team unity that we'll have to build amongst the coaching staff and the players. And then basically just making sure it meshes all as one team. In the old days of the 70s, the coaches would come in and just tell you, you know, how they wanted you to play, and that was it, and there was never any feedback from the players. You know, my approach is going to be different, where I really do want to have a lot of feedback from players and make sure that we're going to communicate on and off the ice. And then that'll be driven an awful lot by our leadership group that we'll put together, which will comprise of a lot of our veterans, quality veteran players that we're going to sign.
Lokomotiv has been putting a makeshift team on the ice and competing in a kind of AAA hockey league in Russia. Will the clay you get to start molding be that team, or will you begin with a blank slate?
Some of those players will be on our team in the KHL, and that was a team put together comprised of players of other KHL teams that were made available to Lokomotiv, and those players will definitely be on our KHL hockey team.
How is your Russian, by the way?
I will say probably the Russian players that I'll be coaching and the coaches that I'll coach with will have a lot better English than my Russian. But my wife is very adventurous and very excited about it. She'll be enrolling in a school over there to learn Russian. And so that's the other part of this, is we're very excited about learning a new culture and obviously not knowing their language, but we will definitely be taking the time and putting the effort in to learn Russian. And obviously it won't be an easy language to learn, but it'll definitely be something exciting to try to learn.
So for the short term, your wife is going to be your Russian-English dictionary.
And that's good, because she's a lot smarter than I am. She'll pick it up a little easier.
You were quite the skater back in the day yourself, Tom, when you were with the Washington Capitals in 1978. You were the first U.S.-born NHL player to score more than 30 goals in a season. What will you do to encourage that kind of play among the young Russian players in Yaroslavl?
Well, you know, that's the style that we will be using. It'll be a North American style, which is more north-south, very aggressive skating, putting pressure on the puck, and very high-end, high-tempo offensive game. And, you know, I had some great teachers growing up and in pro as coaches. And basically what I want to do, along with our other coaches on our staff, is basically just give them our experiences. I mean, I believe that's what coaching's all about. That's what I believe teaching is all about, is the experiences you've had from the time you were a youth to, you know, mid-30s when you're playing the pro game, is to live off of those experiences and try and explain it to the players, and hopefully, you know, encouraging them to make plays and not worrying about making mistakes.
And how is the Russian game different from the American, Canadian, North American game? Some might say it's pure hockey with less fighting and throwing down of the gloves. What do you think?
Well, they don't do as much fighting over there, which is great, and that's what I'm looking forward to. But it's more of a east-west game, a lot of fancy plays. they get a little more risky, making plays a little more creative. And that's the aspect of the game that I enjoy, but there are parts of the ice you can't be making fancy plays in, and that's the part that will teach the players where to do it and where not to do it.
You know, moving from North Carolina to Yaroslavl, I can imagine it's going to be hard trading that great pulled pork barbecue of Raleigh for borscht and strong tea. What are you going to miss the most?
The sweet iced tea I'll definitely miss, and the pulled pork was always my favorite, but I understand if you have borscht made the correct way by a Russian chef, there's nothing better. That's what I've been told, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's the attitude, Tom. Tom Rowe on his way to becoming the new head coach of Lokomotiv Yaroslavl in Russia. Good luck. We'll be keeping an eye on your team for sure. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marco.